This podcast is brought to you by Pragmatic Solutions, the leading iGaming PAM platform with a modular approach, including many benefits like a fast, secure, and scalable API-based platform integrated with all major third-party products and services. Make sure you head over to Pragmatic Solutions and join our smart thinking.
All right, so Marina Elina, CEO of Pinup Global, welcome to the podcast. It's great to have you here today. How are you doing?
Thank you. Good, thank you.
Yes, and welcome to Malta as well. It's good to see that you are here for the conference this week.
Yeah.
It must be, you have big plans here, I think, for this week, right?
Sure.
You are really taking over the...
Too much meetings, yes.
Yeah. good to hear that you are busy. I've been really, really interested, Marina, in inviting you here to the podcast today, because in recent time, it feels like Pinup Global is seen everywhere. You have done a really, really, really good job in being visible with the company and really showing that you are one of the main players of the industry. And I wanted to talk a little bit, I wanted to start there on the kind of the last couple of years with Pinup Global. It seems like you have reached... like incredible success with the company. Can you talk a little bit more about the journey with the Pinup so far and what has led the company to the success that you have today?
You know, we created Pinup 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was the right place, the right people, the right company and the right product. So, our goal is to, at first, to make a good product that will be very interesting to the customers, to partners, and then to earn some money and so on.
Yeah.
So we are making good product. We are good partners. That's why we are successful.
Yeah. It's important, right, to be a reliable partner.
Sure.
I know that your affiliate program is really big, for example, and it's important to have a good reputation with your affiliates, right?
Yeah. We are very good in payments. We are very good in statistics. We are very reliable, and it seems to me it's very important for our partners.
Yeah.
So we can answer any question 24 hours, 7 days a week, and everyone likes to work with us.
Amazing. And when I noticed it was a couple of months ago, you won the award as the leader of the year of the iGaming industry, which is a pretty incredible award to get. So I want to talk a little bit about leadership today as well. What do you think makes a great leader?
Oh, it's a very complicated question.
Yes. not really one answer here.
Yeah. At first, for me, good leader is a person who is really expert in the domain that he does.
Yep.
So he needs to understand and to be good in all the fields of the industry he's in. The good leader, he knows where is the direction of the company and where the company goes, and to tell all the company and all the people in the team what to do and how to achieve it, and to help the team and to be close to them, to describe how to achieve their goals, and or to help if it is necessary. One of the main points for me to be a good leader, for example, for me, I need to understand what goals should achieve any of people of my team. So I need to know what he or she need to do in 3, in 6 months, or in a year, and what final results will we have for all the company in a year, for example. Mm. And also, one of the most important points of leadership is also good mood, and to face all the difficulties with this good mood and to understand how to fight with them.
Yeah, because if you are the leader and you come in and you're really worried or nervous, then everyone else will be nervous as well,
sure.
Right? Yeah, and that's also the challenge and the difficulty sometimes as a leader, right? It's like you always have to come with that really
people,
big energy,
people
right?
People look at you and they try to understand, are you happy? If you are not happy, why?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Who is guilty today?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, it's is difficult, right? Because sometimes maybe you know, I can feel sometimes I don't maybe have the best day, or you start thinking about things and so on. But you always have to bring that like positive and encouraging energy to everyone every single day, you know. And it's not for everyone, maybe, you know.
Our C level, so we sit in one place in one room, in the head office, and if something happens, so we try to find the solution very fast, and then we laugh at too much.
Yeah.
But because maybe it's like a type of coming over the stress, or maybe it's type of some balance in this world. Yeah. But we are happy and we are very strong.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe like it's our competitive side. Yeah,
edge. Yeah, because it's like with leadership, it's like you need to be, you need to maybe be strict when you and strong. Yeah. Like you have to have a strong energy, but at the same time, you know, being able to have a personality and to be a kind person as well. Perhaps is like the combination of the two is important, maybe.
Yes, but strict. Strict and happy.
Yeah, strict and happy.
Not too kind, but maybe. Sometimes.
strict and happy. I like it. What would you say that like your leadership style is? You talked a little bit about it now, but can you say like what is your? Can you talk a little bit more about?
Sure.
What style
you know, it depends on the team and leadership style. It changes with the time. So when we started, it was team like with near 10-15 people, and I was like a part of the team, and I was making any job with them. I was helping with answering in chat with players or writing some emails and so on. But when the team is growing, the leader should be should understand strategic vision, how to move, where to move, what to do, and if some problems existing, it's about tactic. So we need to understand what to do right now, or who to go somewhere, and so on. We had a very big problem last year, because when the war started in Ukraine, we had a big office in Ukraine, and it wasn't about strategic, you know, it was about tactic, whom, where to go, who is on duty of this type of development, who is on duty of this type of management, and so on, when people are not online. And then when everything is quite stable, now we can say that, okay, it's about strategic, let's move to that market, let's develop this software, and so on. So it depends, and it's a very different thing from day by day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting what you say, and it's maybe sometimes easy to forget that companies change, and, you know, in the beginning of the company, it's small, it doesn't have that many employees, and that requires one type of leader. But then when you become bigger and you have hundreds of employees, that needs a very different type of leader.
Yeah.
And not everyone is able to change that, right?
It's very important to grow with the company.
Yeah.
Because if not, the company will not grow.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And that in itself, I think, is a really, that's a good sign of a standout leader that is able to make those changes. Because also not only about the growth of the company, but if the company is doing really well, maybe the company needs a certain leader. But then if the company has many challenges and something goes down, then the company needs a very different leader, someone who can be even more strict and who can really, take very difficult decisions in that time. And to be able to change, there is the
it's different real types of management. It's like direct management, and I'm not willing to discuss some tasks. Just do it. Don't ask me.
Yeah.
Yes, and sometimes just let's develop some new direction. Let's develop some new software.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy to communicate with team and to understand what are they thinking about it, and so on.
Yeah. And you mentioned when the war broke out in Ukraine, like as a leader, you know, again, we talked about being able to be strong and really lead from the front during that time. That must have also presented a lot of challenges for you as a leader during that time when everything like this happened. Was that a difficult time for the company?
It was a very difficult time, and it seems to me it was the most difficult time from all the 7 years, because the safety was broken. It's like, you know, the basics, the basic of what people need. The safety was broken. It was very big stress for all the team, and we as company, we needed to support them, so we made a lot. We moved them to safe places. We asked psychologists to speak with them if they needed, so it was privacy and so on. But nevertheless, we gave them this option. We relocate people who could go out of the country or who wanted to go. So we did everything that we could, and after this, I created PINUP Foundation, and also from that period till now, we are helping a lot of people who struggled from the war. Yes, and so we try to help people, and nevertheless, is it our team or just citizens of Ukraine?
Yeah, amazing. What would you say, just in general, are like some of the challenges of leading a major organization like PINUP on a day-to-day?
I don't know. You know, it's every day is difficult, different. Day by day, it's not like the previous day. So when you get up, I start working at 7 o'clock. So it's not.
Hi, you're a morning person.
No, at 24/7 person. And when I start working, so I open data, I open statistics, and I see what is wrong now, and what can we improve now, and what can we do best, and so on. So it's about day by day routine, but the decisions when what can we make today, they should affect very good in long term. So also we try to. Every month we try to make some process automating. Yes, sorry. We try to make some processes automating, and because the team is very big, and it's very difficult to scale if and to grow if the processes are connected on people.
Yeah, interesting as well, because again, like that's also a big transition from a small company when everything is happening manually. You become bigger, and then that requires new set of processes, automation, and so on. Yeah, interesting. You know, Marina, you're obviously one of the kind of like leading female professionals of the industry, leading such a big company. And something that I've seen a lot in the recent, you know, 10, 15 years, and especially in the last couple of years, is this. More and more female leaders that are rising higher and higher in companies now, and I can see there's a lot of ambitious professionals out there who are looking at you and other leaders, and they are inspired. What advice do you have for young female professionals that are looking to make a similar career as you?
Forget that you're a woman, you're a person, just work good.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
No,
in our company it doesn't matter. So we understand that we appreciate people, and we work with people who are good professionals.
Yeah.
Good people, good professionals, and they can achieve results with different ways.
Yeah.
And we don't care, is it man or woman?
No, exactly. So the way you approach diversity, so to say, is you don't see the sexes. You don't see if it's a man or woman. You don't care. The only thing that is important for you is that it's a professional.
Yes, professional. Yes. It's a result.
Yeah. I respect that. So I think that's a good approach to leadership as well.
Yeah.
To how you do things. Yeah. Interesting. What do you feel the future holds for PINUP? Where do you see opportunity at the moment for the company?
There are a lot of opportunities. You know, last week I make a big announcement. We opened PINUP Investment. It's a big fund that will help small projects, small technologies, small teams to grow and to go to B2B market, and also to use the PINUP this English. The PINUP resources. It will more small teams who will use PINUP resources and to grow much more faster than they can do themselves. And we have a lot of applications, and we are happy to see them, and after Sigma we will work on them, and I hope that the next Sigma will present some new companies that will be successful, yeah, and will go to market with our help also.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I would love to talk a bit more about the investment fund that you are starting. So how come that you decided to start an investment fund, first of all, and what type of companies are you looking to invest in?
We want to scale. We want to work very wide in different directions, and we understand that if, for example, I need to automate. Sorry.
No worries. I'm the same.
If you want to automate some processes, you need to, okay, product owner, project manager, some team, some processes. And there are some teams that are now they have the product that you need, but they don't know what to do with it. Okay, there are some software that is connected with AI that can work with customers, for example, and they can provide some services, and I can replace my people who are calling people who are making customer support, and for example chatting the operator, and with some services, and to make a potential growth of my team to another directions. So yes, it's interesting for me. And it's interesting for me, like for a big company, it's interesting for that small companies because they can test their product in the big company. So it seems to me it's like a win-win strategy.
Yeah, for sure. Have you made any initial investments, or are you just starting to look for...
We had some company that we are investing already, but it wasn't investment fund, you know, and now we want to make it bigger and more popular.
Yeah.
Varied.
Yeah. So you're looking essentially for investment opportunities that can be relevant to the pin-up business, services and that can plug into your... Yeah.
It's talking about technology, it's talking about traffic, customer support, AI, big data technologies and so on.
Yeah.
So almost everywhere, because pin-up operation, pin-up ecosystem now it's quite big and it's connected with too many areas.
Yeah, interesting. And so at the moment, basically, you're taking as many applications and pitch decks as you can to then start to basically start making those initial investments.
We have a lot of applications, but we need products from MVP. We're not...
Okay, you're not seed then?
No, it's pre-product. Not seed. No.
Only post-product. Yeah.
MVPs.
If you
have MVP, if you have some business strategy, economic profile and so on, we can move forward. We can understand how to make you stronger, how to, where to give money, in what direction for you to grow faster and so on.
Yeah, interesting. So it will be interesting to see next year, like you said, at Sigma, who are the companies and how are they doing? It's an exciting space to invest in as well. And I think maybe the exciting thing about early stage investment is that you never know which company is going to really, really become big.
Some ideas are very interesting.
Yeah.
I looked through them, but I didn't have enough time to answer. But some of them are fantastic, like poker in AI and so on.
Oh, really? So really like really out there, I guess. Yeah, interesting. So do you get a lot of do you feel that the kind of the startup landscape in emerging technologies in the iGaming industry, that there is a lot of early stage companies at the moment? There is a lot of things
them, but we see that a lot of companies have very young managers, and they have very good ideas, but they don't know how to implement them in life. Mm-hmm. And if they know how to implement them in life, sometimes they don't have good financial management, and it becomes a big problem when you start operating with any product and. Your finance is not good.
Yeah, so that's maybe the challenge. Like you will find a lot of really good ideas, but then maybe the founder is not experienced enough. And so
yes,
it's a mix between, right?
Like we had the same situation a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we have the solutions to the guys, and it seems to me that we will work together.
Yeah.
But we understand that sometimes when we are searching for startups and for some new technologies, it is possible that the managers will not be very experienced.
Yeah, exactly. So when you build the fund, is that something you're looking to support some of the startup founders with as well? Or is it important for you that it's both a good idea and a founder with experience as well, perhaps?
It should be combined.
Yeah,
only combined.
Yeah.
All good ideas we have also, but we need good people who will implement it in life.
Yeah. It makes sense. So, are there any other new products or interesting products that you are currently working on within?
Oh, you know, there are a lot of them. One of our segments. One of our teams, they invented a very big anti-fraud tool. It's like an internal social network which shows how players are connected with each other. For example, with devices, with IPs, with IPs, with fingerprints, and so on. And it's very important for us to see some people who are not who play not honest with operators.
Oh, okay. So yes. It's like an anti-fraud.
It's an anti-fraud tool. Yes, anti-fraud tool. Yeah. And it's we're going live this month, and it will be very interesting. We will try at the Pinup product it, and it seems to me we'll go to B2B because only few companies are working with gambling now, and it's a very big market.
Yes, I read. I think you released a press release on with this. Actually, I was reading about the fact that you are offering this tool as a B2B product as well. So this is a huge part of the industry right now, and the fraud and risk part, right? Yeah.
And not too much products can work with it because it's very easy to cheat the casino.
Yeah, exactly. There is a couple of people that started a company called Greco a couple of years ago. They used to be bonus abusers. Osric van der Venden is one of the guys' name. They were bonus abusers for many years, then they flipped to the other side. You know, to teach the industry about the vulnerabilities. They said that there is forums with 100,000 people on like the dark web who are all trying to exploit casinos every single day.
Yes.
And they are incredibly like sophisticated in how they work.
It's very popular. So, for example, one of our products, it had a marketing campaign with bonuses without the deposit. Mm. And players took this promo code, they took this bonus without deposit, and they sold their login and password with this small bonus to the market. They just type it and take it.
Yeah.
It's my account with my bonus.
Yeah.
And it makes casino mad.
And it's really hard to find good people as well who can detect fraud and risk, because again, maybe they are not players themselves. Maybe they don't really understand, and there's like very, very sophisticated ways of.
We are lucky because these people in this team, they grew with us.
Yeah.
So they came with fraud managers or bookmaker managers for the company, and they are growing with us day by day and working with in company more than 5 years.
Yeah.
So and after this, they made like this tool, and it's a good result of them, and it's a good result of the company.
Yeah, interesting. Final question for you today, Marina. It's if you look forward now 3 years. Time from now, what predictions do you have for the iGaming industry as a whole, and also for Pinup as a business?
I'm not sure about the whole industry. I hope that it will be legalized mostly, and also I hope that industry will legalize casino, not only sports betting, because it helps government to have a lot of taxes and to not to go the industry in the shadow.
Yeah.
It seems to me it's very important in the worldwide. And talking about the Pinup, I'm sure that a lot of processes will be on the AI, and it will be customized for the product will be customized to every single player. So it will be different a bit, but nevertheless, it should give the best experience in gaming and in spending free time with good emotions.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to follow up on that before we finish today on AI specifically, do you think that improvements of AI that we're seeing a lot now, do you think that it will change the experience a lot for the players?
Sure. Yeah.
What's your thoughts on AI in iGaming in general?
AI is helping us to manage games and to sort it from player by player who likes more, what types of games and so on, just to make their experience better. Also, AI now is helping us to manage customer journey and to manage customer experience with our support team, because some of them we can provide with AI, and it's much more easier. And our customer support now is going to VIP segment, and that's make also the experience of our VIPs better.
Amazing. Well, Marina, thank you so much for taking your time. I know that you're a very busy woman this week. You have a lot of things to do here, so I really appreciate you coming in. And congratulations on all the success again that you've
had. Thank you.
Thank you.